is open public input. We have one person that signed up for that, and he does not need any instructions about the time limit. We have a three-minute time limit for our testimony. But David Jennings, please come forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Director Anderson, Deputy Director Storer, thank you. I was coming to talk about rockfish and descenders. I was really impressed, and I wanted to come and commend both the department and Peterson Anglers for their work you're doing, taking rockfish, incidental, non-targeted rockfish bycatch seriously. The numbers were pretty good. The effort that Puget Sound Angler and leadership and Rod and Garner is providing on that is outstanding. And I do agree that making it a voluntary approach and having people understand why and having a buy-in as opposed to a mandatory right out of the chutes is definitely the way to approach it, because it's very hard to legislate behavior. You really have to have people understand why they want to do it. But descenders aren't a magic bullet. We talked about survivability, but there wasn't a lot of talk about how long they survived or what the reduced fitness was. And even in the best scenario, there's a 21% mortality. So one out of five individuals, even at shallow depths, is going to be caught or going to be killed. And for species like China and tiger rockfish, which are sedentary, very small home ranges, several of them out at Nia Bay, at, for example, Wada Island, if we have 20 out there and we have, 20,000 angler trips coming out of Nia Bay a year, you don't have to catch. If you catch five of those tiger rockfish, one of those, according to our statistics, is going to be dead. And if you do 10 to 20,000 visits, how many encounters are they going to have? If that individual rockfish, that tiger, gets caught five times, chances are he or she's not going to make it. And we're talking about a long-lived species. So again, the point is this is a great. It doesn't solve all the problems, especially for those species like China and tigers. And I am sort of waiting to hear about the two-year study of rockfish bycatch out at Nia Bay. This is, I guess, last summer was when it finished. We haven't really gotten the reports, but you know, the first year, in a gross way, showed 35 non-target rockfish caught for each legally landed ling. And that implies with these numbers a minimum of seven dead rockfish for each legally landed ling in that first test study. And that's a very simplistic way to look at the data. I'm looking to get the data explained in a better way. But again, great step forward. It's not the only answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. That concludes the open public input item.